University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana. English Hedgerow delivers distinctive bouquets, plants, gift baskets, and gourmet boxed lunches throughout the Champaign-Urbana area.
It's 12:30. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn, Jason Croft, our technical director today. And joining me in the studio is Tom Rogers. He has our report of AM 580 News.
Thanks. Celeste, good afternoon. The Champaign School Board will discuss a proposal to put more financial documents on its website in an upcoming meeting. Board members agreed to consider the plan made at last night's meeting by Tony Pomonas, the county board candidate, says Unit 4 should follow the lead of more than 30 other Illinois school districts and post their check registry online. That is, records of each district payment, its recipient and amount, and a short line explaining each one's purpose. Pomona says putting the check registry on the Unit 4 website would help bolster its case for the upcoming countywide tax referendum to fund school facilities.
November the 4th, there's a referendum on the ballot that's asking for more money in the form of a sales tax increase. So it could really benefit the school district itself in that it would convince people to sort of have more faith in the system, see where their money is being spent.
School Board President Dave Tomlinson says he's willing to discuss the idea, but wants to be sure putting the information on Unit 4's website won't be too much of a strain on district staff. Finance Director Gene Logus cautioned that the district's check registry would need modification to include all the information that Pomonas is seeking. The proposal could come up for a school board discussion as soon as a special meeting on October 27th. A volunteer firefighter has died after a tanker overturned during a training exercise in Macon County. The sheriff's office is investigating the accident, which killed the 24-year-old Blue Mound resident. Authorities say it happened Monday night in southwest Macon County. The Blue Mound Fire Department was conducting an exercise when a tanker loaded with water overturned. The firefighter was driving the tanker when the accident happened. He died after he was airlifted to a Springfield hospital. Authorities haven't released his name yet. Email inboxes may be clogged with a little less spam, at least for a while. Federal authorities in Chicago today said they've shut down one of the largest spam operations in the world. The Federal Trade Commission says it generated emails promoting sales of prescription drugs and so-called mail enhancement pills. The FTC says authorities closed the operation by working with their counterparts in New Zealand. The FTC plans to provide more details later. Since the dawn of the Internet age, spam has been a nuisance and a curse. The unwanted emails can fill inboxes and spread viruses. Spam is also favored by online crooks. A recent IBM report found that despite efforts to fight it, the number of spam messages keeps rising. Indianapolis Power and Light plans to build 21 more wind turbines in Benton County, the third wind farm for that rural county northwest of Lafayette. The utility says their IPL Hoosier Wind Park in Fowler will generate 102 megawatts of electricity. That's enough to power 24,000 homes. The plant will be built by a third party. A groundbreaking will take place in December. Operations are expected to begin next year. It joins the 130-watt Benton County wind farm, which went online in May. Another one, the 750-megawatt Fowler Ridge wind farm, will be one of the nation's largest when it's done. Even if there's more demand for the state's home heating assistance program, it might not be enough to boost its rolls. So says the head of social services for Champaign County's Regional Planning Commission. It administers Illinois' Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP for short. Darlene Kleppel says gas and electric bills are rising, as well as the outstanding balances for people who can't pay. Thus, Kleppel says it's harder to divide up the set amount of money LIHEAP gets from the state.
Last year, the average benefit was about $550. Potentially, there are, you know, obviously some people getting a little more than that, some people getting less than that. So if the utility bills are higher and we have more families that are not able to pay their bills, then the amount per family possibly would go up, which means we'd actually be able to help fewer people.
Kleppel says more than 2,000 people in Champaign County have already signed up for home heating assistance, most of them seniors and people with disabilities who were the first to sign up last month. Now, LIHEAP is taking applications for low-income households whose utilities have been disconnected. Other households can sign up for interviews starting November 1st. Some Champaign middle school students will add painting, sculpting, and drumming to their class schedule this fall. An after-school initiative between the University of Illinois and area schools starts this week in an effort to further arts education. Franklin Middle School, which was once a magnet school for the arts, was chosen for this new pilot program. The U of I's College of Education held an assembly last week at Franklin asking interested students to submit applications for the after-school arts program. Lizanne DeStefano, the college's Executive Associate Dean for Research, says 24 initial students will be chosen.
The program is going to be selective, And we want to target it to kids who may not have this same opportunity outside of school, so they don't take private music lessons or they don't have the opportunity to get outside instruction in these. And also those for whom arts are really engaging and might increase their engagement in school.
U of I faculty and graduate assistants will teach classes in both visual arts and world music. The sessions will be held 2 days a week for 9 weeks, each of them culminating with a student performance for the community. The after-school arts program is co-funded by districts and the U of I, but free for students. It'll expand to Urbana Middle School next January, but DeStefano says further expansion will depend a lot on the program's initial success and funding from outside arts groups. She's also hoping the program will generate interest in summer youth programs at the U of I and produce some scholarship winners. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Weather information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Dr. Arlo Bain at the Leroy Veterinary Clinic in Leroy, Illinois.